Okay, this is part four, and it's going to be short. I just want to go through a few of the corrections to your journals, which I think might be useful for everyone. I've just picked out 9 points. I've handwritten the sheet that you can access where the recordings are. Okay, so just an image here of these points, which we'll just go through. Okay, so the first one, I will try to do my best to guarantee. So to do one's best takes the to infinitive. I am thinking does not take the to infinitive. You don't say I'm thinking to write. I'm thinking of writing. Okay. And then here we've got in number three, we've got something which came up a lot in your end of first term reports. And this is a mistake which comes because it's different from Italian. Okay, so the future in the past in English is rendered by the present conditional. So here you do not say, I thought this would have been. You don't use a past conditional. So this is every time that you're, and this obviously is typical of reports, all right, that you're talking about a lesson we did in the past, last week in the lesson. We decided, and you're thinking about a future related to that past. So in that past moment, you're projecting forward into a past, but sorry, into a future that is a future in relation to that past moment. And so you use the present conditional. I understand exactly why you're making this mistake, and it's something to just keep in mind, particularly when you're writing about reports or even journals. Okay. So I thought this would be something nice to investigate here. There's another point here that you investigate something. It doesn't require a preposition. This reminds me of another a mistake that came up a lot in your end of semester reports, your papers. Okay, was the verb to discuss, which in English does not require a preposition, so you discuss something. All right. In point four, I'm thinking. Okay, this isn't. This is very easy to do. Here in the original text, I am thinking about what does it mean. Here, the use of the auxiliary, the interrogative form. Obviously, this is not a direct question, right? It's the second part of the clause. So you don't need inversion. You don't need the auxiliary. Okay. I'm thinking about what it means, right? Here, I think I'm interpreting I think this was Lorena. So she was, it was nice in Lorena's journal that she was kind of thinking aloud, obviously asking herself questions. And at one point she says, okay, what did I say? But I think here this would be rendered better with the past progressive, okay? So, because she's thinking back to where she broke off, okay? She was interrupted. She's picking up her journal again. This I appreciated this that in several of you were kind of it. We got a feel of the fact that you at different moments in the day you were jotting things down, getting interrupted, had to stop to drive home or whatever, and then picking it and sort of picking up your thoughts from where you left them. So here it would be nice here to use this form that Lorena's using, but with the progressive form. So, okay, what was I saying? Where was I? Where was I interrupted? Okay, what was I doing? What was I saying. All right. In point six, okay, this I remember was Chiara. So she and I feel a lot of sympathy here, because obviously at this moment, this is something that's going to be, she's going to have even less of, some well-deserved. Here, I think it's solitude. It's some well-deserved solitude, because loneliness is really always negative, whereas here, the being alone, okay, the need to be alone sometime, to have your own space, okay, some well-deserved solitude. You could also say some well-deserved space for myself, okay, which I hope you're getting at some moment in the day, Chiara. Okay, and then she was, this is again Chiara, I think the next few are, if I remember rightly. So she's thinking, you know, I gave you a challenge. I threw out this challenge of working on a character which was unlike yourself as possible. I mean, some of you have mentioned that you're basing your characters on yourself. But I think even if you change gender, Chiara's, you know, accepted this challenge of trying to do a monologue with a man. So even if you change gender, that person may have elements of yourself. That's fine. It's quite interesting to put some of your characteristics, problems, or whatever, in a completely different body. Okay. So anyway, Chiara was talking about this man who is more divorced, or she says a widow. So widow is actually female. Okay. So the male form is a widower. Okay. And again, here we have this loneliness alone, this positive negative element. So here, I think this widow is probably in this hotel room is feeling lonely. This isn't a mistake, though. He's feeling alone. He's feeling very alone. This could be okay, too. So he is alone. I mean, that's the more objective fact, that he is alone. There's nobody else with him. And he's feeling lonely. So here it's more the way we feel, the negative impact of being physically alone. All right. And then just a very small thing. So Chiara here in her journal was trying to describe the room, the outdated furniture, the kettle, etc. And I think it was Chiara, but I may be confusing journals, okay. A view over a garden. I just thought this could be useful to others of you who are describing room. A view on the garden. I'm not sure it's actually wrong. A view. I have a view on the garden. I have a view over the garden. Just sounds nicer. All right. Okay, so just that's very brief. And this part of the lesson is brief. I may add a few more corrections as I see more journals. Okay, so a supplement, an extra bit. All right, so now I think I can go back to bed and get back to sleep. I hope you're all right. That's all. Okay. So good night.